nearly half of the entire U.S. homeless population lives in California. The questions of what to do with people living on the street and how to help them has long been a simmering problem for Fresno. Now it's rocketed back into the spotlight with a renewed city effort to end homelessness. Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess reports the city is likely to miss a critical goal it set for itself a decade ago.
So we're doing a count. Right now we're trying to tally everyone.
Every year, hundreds of volunteers, homeless advocates, and city employees comb through Fresno looking for as many people as they can find to try and get an accurate count of how many people are living on the street. It's called a point-in-time survey. And organizer Doreen Ely with the Fresno Housing Authority says it's not perfect, but for counting the number of homeless people, it's fairly accurate.
Point in time is a very, very interesting way of counting homeless people, but they're not necessarily the best way because you're only doing it on one night at one particular point in time. So, for example, you could actually be a homeless individual, Jeff, but if you spent the night on your brother's couch on the night that we were doing the count, we wouldn't count you.
And it's growing increasingly clear that Fresno will not meet a goal it set 10 years ago of eliminating functional homelessness, which is someone homeless for 30 days or more. There are now close to 1,300 people living without shelter in the city. A new ordinance the city is considering has pushed the question of how to solve this decades-old problem once and for all. The Fresno City Council has given initial approval to an ordinance that would ban camping on public and private land in the city limits. It would let police confront people living in tents and offer them the option of going to jail or a homeless shelter, but they could not stay where they are. The bill's sponsor, District 2 Council Member Steve Brandau, says there are as many as 600 people living a camping lifestyle, who he claims have become more aggressive and belligerent with residents and businesses.
Right now, we have 600 people holding a city of 500,000 people hostage. That's what I'm responding to. That's who I want to help.
Police Chief Jerry Dyer endorsed the measure as another tool to disrupt this behavior and try and get homeless people off the streets. But there's a catch here. City officials freely admit they don't have enough temporary beds or other resources to take care of every homeless person. Sean Jenkins is the president of the Fresno Madera Continuum of Care, which oversees many homeless services and runs the point-in-time survey. He says they support the ban, but they still need more services.
So we have 600 beds out there. We're probably at a 98% capacity, so there's turnover in there. So those are already filled. So now on top of it, we have another 1,300 homeless.
He also says spreading the homeless around the city has created a perception that there are actually more homeless than there are because they're more visible. 10 years ago, the city submitted a plan to the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development on how it intends to reach functional zero homelessness. That deadline is this year.
Are we going to get there?
No, we're not. So we've worked really hard. We continue to work on it. But we fell short with having the resources to actually house everybody. So that's kind of where we're at this point.
But for the homeless advocates, the proposed camping ban is just another step in a long parade of indignities they say the city has inflicted on homeless residents.
Out there in the streets, what it looks like is people are trying to hinder them so much that they get upset and leave.
Desiree Martinez runs Homeless in Fresno, a homeless outreach and advocacy organization. Martinez herself spent nearly 2 years homeless after injuring her back and losing her job. Now she works to help other homeless people. She says the camping ban is just another sign that Fresno simply wants the homeless to go away, stretching all the way back to the city's destruction of homeless camps in 2006.
So you keep taking away stuff from people that don't have anything, then they're still stuck. You're digging that hole deeper and deeper and deeper. So there's no 15-foot ladder that's going to go down and get them. We can make them, but I don't think the city's willing to make them. Stop hindering them. Stop taking away the survival.
Martina says she does not see any coherent path forward from the city to address homelessness and get people off the streets, other than making life so uncomfortable they leave on their own. Short of that, she says there's no way the city will address the homeless problem. However, Sean Jenkins says the federal government has actually given the city high marks for the work it's done. He says it's unlikely they will pull any funding from the city as a result of not hitting their 10-year goal. However, at the same time, he says federal support to decrease homelessness has been stagnant for years. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.